What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right, Thursday edition sports cards, nonsense even.
What podcast do you think you're on, bro?
I just started the thing by saying Monday, so we had to retake it to say Thursday, and now we're talking nothing but nonsense today.
We're not retaking.
Nonsense and sports cards. It's going to be very exciting. So Jesse is leaving town here in a few minutes. It's going to be a short episode. We're recording earlier than normal. So
first question on the mailbag, in fact, today is, are you giving me a ride to the airport?
No, I told you today I have dignity. I check my car at the airport. It's $10 a night to park. Drive yourself.
My wife is giving me a ride. Thank you very much. All I wanted was the offer. Okay. But that's okay.
Why would I offer to drive you? I'm not going with you.
It's a nice gesture.
No, it's a stupid gesture.
What
if I give you the $30? You go park your own car. They valet you over. It's the simplest thing in the world,
dude. You
could
have offered the $30 and I would have said, oh, no, thanks. I think
I'm paying you more than some people would argue, more than you're worth. But I would never say that.
You say that until I tell you who just followed me on LinkedIn this morning. I have not told you about this. I will tell you later.
All right, give me the rundown for the show then. And then let's
All you need to know is today we are talking NBA.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Just pay attention to what we're doing here.
Today we're talking NBA.
NBA. Yep. We're going to talk a little bit about the games that we saw both Wednesday night and last night. Wednesday night and Tuesday night. I forgot. This is Thursday. We're going to go over a few guys that we think could have some spikes. I don't know if you know this, I pulled up at least the first 50 of the NBA's 75 anniversary team. Got that pulled up. I just want to check maybe a couple values, surprise guys on there.
So basketball heavy is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think we've got to do basketball heavy. There's a little things we're going to look into as far as some trade rumors. We're going to talk about some straight facts, homie.
I forgot we had that. Yep. Nice.
And then a little collegiate NT football, followed off with some mailbag at the end and a few random things here and there with a ton of banter.
What about my favorite segment? You might notice that on line 22.
Oh, don't forget picks from phone.
That's right. Too lazy to write things.
One of your picks from phone is already in the news segment. So
you don't know what pictures I have on my phone. So I would be careful making assumptions.
I don't want to know what pictures.
Just because you're wearing a collared shirt today, thinking you're special. Are you traveling first class like we did at Wisconsin? Or is this
this is a Southwest flight. They don't have the first class.
No, back with the peasants.
I know. But I'm telling you, 5,000 points for a round trip ticket to Texas. That's not bad.
I've heard worse deals. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you lead this discussion.
Oh, this NBA. Is a mistake. Why would you ever
You're
let me lead the discussion?
Guy. Who are we going with?
No, I'm in an NBA. All right.
Big performances last night.
Let's start with names I've actually heard of. Ja Morant.
Ja went nuts last night. I got a message from Vernon, as a matter of fact. I didn't message him back because I just thought I'd say something on the show. And if he didn't hear that, he said, okay. Ja Morant, trick with a bunch of C's. I don't know what that means, but he went nuts. I think he had 37 points, bunch of assists. They beat the Cavs.
His value, actually. So it's funny because it keeps saying like nobody's value has really done much, but I think you have to break like the 35 point barrier to actually see some kind of card value change. What are you doing? I'm talking and you're on the phone. It's like clockwork. I don't know.
I'm very impressed. Okay.
Turn your phone upside down.
So what are you seeing about his card values?
It's nothing to be impressed about. It's simply his card value has gone up. I know that we hate base, but it's just the way that's where we start. And then we can go from there. 2019 Prism Ja Morant. It went from, it's moving around. It went from not like 224 up to 243.
These are sales after the game in the last 12 hours.
So on the 19th, so that would have been Tuesday, it was 224. Last night after the game, it was 243. However, checking some score, some prices as of this morning, it's already back down to about 225. So it may not hold that spike, but it did have some kind of spike. I did also check Ja Morant's Prism Silver PSA 10.
Are those still doing like 1,500?
They've had a really interesting ride the last couple of weeks. So they started October at almost 2,000, dropped down to 1,500, back up to 18, back down to 1,400. Like every few days, it's spiking and dropping by $400.
What's the bomb on that PSA Silver?
It's not bad. It's 1,200. I mean, there's 12. Yeah. So this is a card that guys could actually get into. And, you know, when you see volatility, a lot of times volatility is a way to make money, guys. It can also be scary because you don't want to get in at the top and then lose it. But basing off this, he has a slight but steady upward trend over the last 3 months. So that being said, after the game, he was trading for about a little less than 1,600. It went up to close to 1,700. Not a huge spike, but a little bit.
I'm curious what Desmond Bane does for them. He was the rookie last year. Really good three-point, kind of the sharpshooter guy. So he's a 2020-21 rookie. Again, all last year stuff like with LaMelo. But I was looking last night. So before last night, you could get his stuff some of the stuff wasn't even selling for. I mean, shipping was costing you as much as the cards were for like Prism Base. Autos in the $10 to $20 range. It's interesting. He had a good night last night, played really well, shot really well, which he can shoot. We know that. And all of a sudden, like just overnight, again, not monstrous movement, but his base prisms, there was a bunch of sales last night in the $6 to $10 range as opposed to the $1 to $3 range. And then his raw prism silvers started hitting like $20 to $25, which before that they were $8 to $10. So I think that's kind of the thing too that'll be interesting watching some of these guys. I don't expect Ja Morant, Zion, you know, LeBron, Westbrook, like the stars of the game to have a big game and go nuts. But I think you're going to see the way lesser known guys have one big game. And I think that's when you'll see spikes. So yeah, guys like Desmond Bane, that's why I don't hate this either. Like if you took $50, you could have bought 50 of those Prism cards or 30 of those Prism cards. I like the cheap play with some of these guys. So I kind of focus on some of the cheaper plays. So I like him. I'd be curious to see what his values do, but if he has another big game or two, I don't think you'll find these cards on eBay, but I think if you're active on social media or going to a card show, I bet there's plenty of Desmond Bane rookies in the, you know, $3 for $1 box. So
really? Okay. Not bad.
Boom. Roasted. Next on your list.
Next on the list was LaMelo. Mr. LaMelo went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So LaMelo, looking at the 2020 Prism, base, PSA 10, not much change. However,
they're still doing like 600, right?
So that's doing, yeah, like just a little over 600.
That's insane, by the way. It's 50% more than Zion. But one thing you have to keep in mind with LaMelo stuff, the shutdown happened at PSA. So the pops are crazy, crazy low on these things. That's why you don't see
there's only 276, it says right now.
Yeah, that's going to be 15,000 in a year and a half.
You think?
On the base? I mean, Zion's 20,000. Why wouldn't they be the same?
That's insane, though.
Yeah, I would absolutely think so. Yep.
Granted, it did go up slightly, not a lot, not enough to even speak of. But, and this is something that I've had guys reach out to me about is, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, reasonable card prices being in like the $500 range when that's not necessarily reasonable for a lot of guys. So, you know, we've talked about doing this. We just haven't done it is incorporate a little bit more lower grade options out there. So I did look into the PSA 9 version of this card. So as of like a week ago, the LaMelo Ball was trading at 142. He has had a nice little run up. He's up to 206. So a nice, what is that? 33% increase over the last week. And since the game yesterday, he went up from, he was trading at 177 all the way up to 206. So for that, again, that's for the PSA 9. Again, still low pops on those because they're all back at PSA. So,
yeah. Again, he's expensive. We knew that. The silver PSA 10 is the weird one. I think the pop on that right now is only like 20, if I'm not mistaken. That's a card I wouldn't touch right now. It's way too expensive because of the pop being so stupid low. So I wouldn't mess with it. Yeah, he scored 31, by the way, last night. 31 points, 7 assists. Yeah. Played really well. The other dude, though, who played super, I thought was really well, kind of out of nowhere, at least for me. He was a first-round pick, the 13th pick. This is the kid I had you look up. Chris Duarte.
Yeah. It was kind of hard to find a lot of decent information because he is so new.
Sure.
I pulled him up on 130 point. As of, and so I'm going to have to ask you some questions to figure out what's even worth discussing. So he does have some tops on here, but I figure if it's not Panini with the licensing, I don't know. Is it
we want worth Panini.
Discussing?
Yep.
Okay.
Just Panini.
So then there is the, Mosaic, Chronicles 2021.
Right.
There, granted, it was a lot of two that went for $17. That's a big, you know, complete, ungraded raw card.
I don't think you'll see a single graded card of his on eBay yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't see any graded stuff. He had the Chronicles draft picks Mosaic Blue Prism out of 99. What goes for 50? I mean, if anybody's high on him, it's definitely a time to get him because his stuff is still relatively cheap.
He's another guy, too. I mean, I think you could find him very, very cheap. I mean, he put up 27 points last night. Granted, they lost, but they lost by 1 point. Like, it was a super close game. 27 points, 6 for 9 from 3, 5 rebounds, 4 1 assist. I don't think the Indiana Pacers are going anywhere, but then again, every year they win more games than I think they're going to. So, again, I kind of put him in the Desmond Bane camp. You know, I don't think he's super expensive right now. You can find his stuff raw. He's obviously not a big headline rookie. I don't hate, like, and again, I think this is probably one of the guys, if you're a card show guy and in person, you know, if you're on different forums, because eBay has so much exposure. When one thing jumps for a guy, everything's going to move. But I think if you're active like this weekend, if you're going to a show, I would spend some time looking for him because, again, I think you could find, granted, it's going to be college uniform stuff, almost all of it, if not all of it, but it's nothing. It's going to be pennies right now. I mean, if he goes a week and averages 20 points, that stuff's going to go up 10x because it's starting at the absolute floor. Not a bad shot.
When do you expect? I don't remember, like, when does this the rookie class come out for actual in-jersey stuff?
So NBA stuff, you're saying?
Yeah. For rookies in this class.
Man, it's not super close because we still have last year's stuff. So like next week, you still have, which is a brand new product, Recon Basketball. But that's LaMelo's rookie class still.
That's
basketball
so weird.
Does this thing where they drag into the next season. It is strange. As far as like the first actual, I don't see it in the next 2 to 3 weeks for sure. And granted, this can change too. Sometimes Panini will announce a product and the release is only 3 weeks or a month away.
Oh, okay.
It looks like Chronicles Basketball is the first, and that's November 24th. So that is the whole run of Chronicles that will be pro uniform. You get a bunch of different variations and things in there. So although it's cheaper in the grand scheme of things, it's not bad because it'll be most people's first pro card. By then, you've had a month of the season too, though. So at that point, you know, I think a lot of these markets will be established. But as of right now, that's the first 2021-22 basketball product. Oh, I lied. That says 2021 as well. Man, that comes out super late too. Okay. So maybe I'm wrong here. I'll be honest with you. I don't see a ton this year, actually. I'm up to the first week of December.
I'm trying to think, when we started the podcast back in January, wasn't the first 2020, 2021? Weren't those the first around the time when those rookies were coming out? Or am I wrong? I honestly
don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, I see Chronicles draft picks is out right now. Again, draft picks, college uniform stuff. So we'll keep you posted. We'll look in as they announce more. But as of right now, I don't see anything in the immediate future for this current draft class. But
can I just tell you?
Please.
Sports boy is getting tired. We got three major sports. We got MLB, we got NBA, and NFL. How's a sports boy supposed to keep up? It's a lot. A lot going on.
It's a lot. Hit me with that third name. Let's roll.
Why are you? You're so.
You said you want a short show. I'm trying to keep it moving.
I do it. I mean, I don't want a short show. We have to have a short show.
Okay, well, then give me the next name.
Because no one would give me a ride to the airport. Next name is Jalen.
Somebody's obviously giving you a ride to the airport, right? You're not.
It doesn't matter who it is. It's not.
Well, I don't know. You've been working out a lot. Are you jogging to the airport?
I should.
Maybe that's the case.
It's not a bad idea.
Jalen Brown put up 46 last night, including a 99-foot three-pointer at the end of regulation or the first OT.
He played out of his mind
last
night. Yeah.
He was
crazy.
He was excellent. Tatum was way, way off, just shooting horrible. But yeah, Brown looked really good. That was frustrating too at the very end. They had two or three shots at a three-pointer to tie it up and just could not hit anything.
Now, I can't remember. And you were high on Jalen, weren't you?
Coming into it, because he's coming off a wrist injury. So he's one of the guys we talked about, kind of a low start. Plus, he's 2016, so his base numbers are not nearly as inflated as past years. So what do you have for Jalen? Any movement after last night or not? So I would expect not a ton, but I could be wrong.
Well, honestly, the 46 points, that's super impressive, is it not?
But again,
I don't think anybody else scored that many.
Right. He's a vet, borderline all-star. It's one game and they lost. True. So I don't expect his stuff, but I think it shows you he's at least healthy. He's not going to average 40 points this year. We know that. But he is at least back healthy with the wrist and with the made-up Achilles injury that we talked about that never happened. Guys, the Achilles are looking excellente. Ask Brad Pitt.
Not bad. So he hasn't had a lot of buy-sell on
his card.
I dropped
a Brad Pitt reference. You just run right through with buy-sell.
Excellente? That's a Brad Pitt?
I said his Achilles is feeling great. Just ask Brad Pitt.
Oh, listen, Troy. Dude,
Don't worry about your stupid trip.
That's a hard reference because Troy wasn't that popular.
Oh, Eric Bana?
I mean, he was handsome.
I'll tell you right now, if Eric Bana went Hulk in that movie, he would have wrecked him. Didn't do it, though.
Whoa, original Hulk. We don't talk about that Hulk.
No.
That Hulk's dead to us. So, 13th. What was
recover,
that? That was
recover
Saturday.
From that.
I'm just trying to think. Stop throwing me off. It wasn't Saturday. It doesn't matter when it was. But the 13th is Jalen Brown, PSA 10. Prism 2016 sold for $200 as of last night after the game, $240. Nice little bump for him. Similar bump in the PSA 9 range if you're trying to get in. Granted, I would say a higher percentage bump. It went from $54 up to $70 for his PSA 9.
So 2016 is his rookie year. Yeah, I mean, I'm biased, so it doesn't really matter. I'm obviously high on the Celtics. I'm high on him. I'm high on Tatum.
Stop getting high, bro.
Okay, take a breath. anybody else you want to talk about basketball-wise? If not, I had a couple other notes. I don't know who else was on your sheet.
No, I was going to mention a couple other things. I don't know if we wanted to talk about the whole 75-team NBA 75th.
We can. Hang on. Give me 1 second then. Tyrese Maxey's another guy for the 76ers, rookie last year with LaMelo. Again, he's in the Desmond Bane class. Super, super cheap. If you think there's any possibility he's going to live up to what we saw last night where he averages 15 to 20 points. Maybe with Simmons out, this guy sees a lot more minutes. I mean, he looked good. And even last night, raw Prism cards going for $2, $3, $4. Raw Donruss rookies for a couple of bucks. Optic rookies for a couple bucks. This is just the guy, if you believe in him at all, I think to play with someone like this, same thing, like we said with Desmond Bane and with Chris Duarte, you can buy his cheap just base stuff and see what happens. Because again, for a guy to perform well, a $2 card can easily go to 10 bucks. You can 5x your money. The other thing I like though with Maxey is if you really think he's going to play well, you can get some of his really low numbered stuff, like select golds numbered to 10, mosaic golds, or low numbered mosaic select or prism refractors. You can get a lot of those for 100 bucks or less. The golds maybe a little bit more than that. If you believe in the guy, though, I don't think that's a bad play either. And the nice thing is, because he is relatively cheap, all those guys, as a matter of fact, Desmond Bain and Maxey, you can get them cheap and you can get them raw, so you could still have the opportunity to grade them and get a multiplier from the grade. So I don't hate that. I think that that's going to kind of be the play where we're going to see huge fluctuations on lesser-known guys. You know, Jaylen Brown could very easily double from today, but it would take a month of really excellent play to do it. I think there's a volatile market with the second year, you know, not top three type pick, those type of guys. So he was just another name, played well. And again, it's interesting because I don't know if Simmons is going to suit up for them or what this year.
Well, I know that everybody is asking about, like, who are the, you know, the guys that no one's talking about. So that's good. At least we offered couple. Something up.
Nikhil Alexander Walker, another guy. I mean, I don't know how many games with or without Zion the Pelicans are going to win, but Nikhil Alexander Walker was a rookie with Zion in 2019. He had some flashes last year. He played good last night. He's another guy on the cheap, if you believe in him. I think that's somebody to take a flyer on. And you're going to be able to get a lot of stuff raw with him because people are not grading him yet. So couple names for you anyways.
Thank you.
Sure.
You really met the quota.
You know what? I got the ride.
You feeling better?
Thinking about taking you to the airport.
Oh, you know, hey, thank you, but you don't have to do that. I appreciate the offer, though. Good. It was a lot. There it is. He did it.
He's
back. All right. Did you have anything else? It's not even a lot that I was going to discuss. It was just, did you have a chance to look at the list, the NBA 75 team?
No, I'm refusing to speak about this until Simmons comes on the show and talks about it. I want to hear your take, but I don't want to really say good. Anything.
I don't have I don't have a take. All I wanted to talk about was how I didn't expect there to be no Michael Jordan in the top 10. It doesn't really make any sense to me.
This isn't in order. That's why. Yeah.
They're not.
No. Thank goodness. They're just releasing names. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you look, was on there. He's going to be a top three guy. Jordan is going to be the number one. I mean.
Okay. Well, and I look too, because it's only, I think, right as of this moment, it says, I think the next 51 to 75 names come out later today. But as of this moment, it's only the top, the first 50.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they're doing it, the 50. And I think they're going to release the order after everything's announced. But I haven't
will put it out in order.
Okay. Yeah, but I honestly haven't been following it as closely.
I did look just to see, because who was it? James Harden put out a tweet saying he was honored and shocked. Yeah, never thought it would. Yeah, but I also checked his value today. There hasn't been any movement. And his card values. So I don't know if this is going to do anything. Maybe once they give a ranking of them, that could have an effect if they even do that. But at this point, I haven't seen any movement from it. So
yeah, I wonder if it calls attention to some of the lesser known guys on there, especially some of the really old retired Hall of Famers. Kind of totally forgot about this. We see maybe a little bit of a spike there. I'd be curious on that front. Yep.
Man, I wish you had it, because there's so many names I've never even heard of.
There's a ton.
Thurmond? Is that a person?
Yeah, I mean, old school. I never saw him play. That's a tough thing with that list. I would say, you know, at least 50% of those guys I've never seen play. 20% of those guys I've heard of literally in name only. So
really? Okay.
Start getting 40, 50-year-old basketball. You just don't talk about it like you talk about vintage baseball and vintage football. It's just different.
Do we think Bill knows about all these guys, or does he have to do research?
He knows. He was probably a voter. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked, because they talked about all the guys who they kind of gave the resumes of some of the voters. I would not be shocked if he was I got the vote on that, but maybe not. Really? But either way, I guarantee he knows those dudes. Yep.
Okay. So other thing.
Yep.
We don't have this on the list. Did you buy any cards this week?
It is on the. Oh, it's I don't I spelled something. It said stacks of buys this week. It's supposed to say show your buys this week. I did. I got for free from Dan Lafayette, a man we met in Wisconsin, R.L. Stein.
What are you getting? Card. That's not for you. That should be for me.
I'm going to give this to you.
Are
relic
you really?
Card. Thank goodness. He also wrote a nice card. You might remember, too, he bought us a beer at the show in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. That guy was awesome.
Michael did as well. I'm pretty sure Dan did. R.L. Stein. Jersey. I'm guessing too. You asked this question because you had some buys. Let's hit yours.
Well, so there is a buy. I want to save till next week. But the one buy that I made was I ended up buying two because I didn't think I was gonna. The offer that I put in was gonna be accepted. How familiar are you with the show Fixer Upper? HGTV. Nope. Here's the thing, guys. If anybody doesn't know, ask your wife or any other female in your family. They probably know it. It is a very popular HGTV show. Now they have their own network. They are a monster of a
Chip
business.
Chip and Joanne.
Yeah, there it is.
Is that
you
them?
You get it.
Yeah, I
got
them.
I got a Chip or yeah, Chip Gaines. What's this for? Is it Chip? Yeah, but I got his Allen and Ginter two signed auto cards.
Why does he have a card and we don't? And Allen and Ginter. That is ridiculous. Thing.
I don't know. But
the guy's hanging curtains for a living. What does he have to do with sports cards?
He and his wife, their card goes for $500. It's ridiculous. Ouch. I don't understand. But I got that. And I did actually get my PSA 10 Shaquille O'Neal in. Again, sure. Long live Shaq. Yep. Never let anything happen to that man. But does this ever happen to you when you buy a card? They ship it, not just like with bubble wrap or something, but they like put a bunch of like cards in there.
Yeah,
just is that kind just of,
yeah,
that's just to common. Help protect it. Okay.
Did the person know who you were, by the way? Did they recognize the name by chance? Because I've gotten a few of those recently. I've had notes from eBay purchases.
Oh, really? That's
yeah, like,
hilarious.
Hey, love the podcast. I'm like, oh, love that you have my home address.
I have now see before right when we started this and we were doing all the Straight Cash Homies and I was like, oh, we're gonna be on eBay more. I went ahead and changed the name to someone else. And my username to someone else. So there you go. But that being said, I got all of these Fleer 91 cards. Is there any reason to keep? I mean, Phil Jackson.
Do you have a fireplace or no? You're going to want to. Yep. It's a nice gesture.
You know I have a fireplace.
Those are going right in the fireplace.
Robert Parrish. He's on this list. He's on the 75 list.
Sure.
So what you're telling me is throw all these away.
So I got in a lot of stuff that I've already talked about. I got in the Jason Tatum stuff, like the PSA 10 lot I bought. I got six of those. I got in the Dax Silver. I got in the Mike Trout framed auto. The one card I got in that I did not mention I had bought. It's been a slow week of buying too. We've been busy with other crap. I got a LaMelo Silver Select. It is the premier level rookie. So this is actually kind of an interesting card to me. I'm going to take it out of the holder when I get some time, kind of wipe it down with microfiber, put it under the microscope, you know, and under the light. I want to see, because if I think it looks good, that to me is a card that for $25 I'll send off to SGC. And I think if it gems, if it came back a 10, it's worth probably a couple hundred. But yeah, so I got the LaMelo. I got it on the cheap. I think LaMelo is going to have a pretty good season. I'm just staying away from anything LaMelo-based because I think those numbers are going to go crazy in population because they've already been subbed a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah.
They just haven't mm-hmm. come back. But a premier level select silver, I'm good with that card. Like, I don't think the pop's going to be crazy high, so I'm going to sub that. So there you have it. Hey, did you find any news on Tua? I got pinged a bunch yesterday on the Tua trade rumors. Didn't sound like it was anything all that concrete.
Nothing concrete, especially like there was some talk about going to Washington. Washington has absolutely said, no, that's not.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
There's some talk about
floating around Deshaun Watson for the Texans. Yeah,
but Texas says that now. So that may actually be a thing. Texas GM says that they've been asking for 3 first round draft choices and 2 second round picks. And reportedly they do not want Tua. I don't know, but I think Tua, he's not getting a lot of love.
Which is interesting because he played really well the other day against the Jags. Granted, they lost. The thing with the Texans, though, is like, who's trading for Deshaun Watson right now?
That's the other thing.
If like, Deshaun, yeah. If you're trading for him, it's because you think he's going to play. If you think he's going to play, why would the Texans trade a top, I don't know, 5-8 quarterback? Like, what? I just can't imagine anybody trading for him right now.
Nothing concrete, nothing definitive, but there is, at least there does seem to be some talk from multiple franchises. So
okay, I like that. I have the note on here about college NT football. I talked about this the other day. First of all, it came down in price. We talked about this. It was $5,600. It came all the way down to like $4,600. So we broke it for a little bit less than that yesterday. It was actually really good. And the resale value now early, my advice to anybody who was in that break and who was going to be in the break with Eddie today or tomorrow at Geo Breaks, sell that stuff quick if you're not holding it long term. But like, for example, we pulled the true RPA of Trevor Lawrence. That's probably a $900 to $1,000 card. We pulled the jumbo jersey of Trevor Lawrence, probably $100 to $200. A Kyle Pitts rookie patch auto will do a few hundred. A Zach Wilson dual patch booklet auto numbered to 32. I think that's going to be $300 to $400. We pulled a Jalen Waddle jumbo patch auto to 10. I bet that does pretty well. Jamar Chase, 1-of-1 patch, no auto, but a savage patch from LSU. I got to think that's a couple hundred dollars. I was actually very impressed with the like with the quality of the product. And I watched some other breaks. They actually did a pretty good job this year. And I don't normally, of all the sports, collegiate football is the least desirable to me. But the majority of guys, not the majority, but a number of guys in there were like, oh, cool, PC guy, I'm keeping it. I was actually kind of surprised. And the resale value is really strong with it. So again, if I'm not keeping it long term, I'm selling it off probably pretty quick. But when it came down that much in price, for $5,600, I don't love it. $4,400-ish, because we did some giveaways. I didn't hate it for that. So we ended up doing it by serial number. So you got two serial numbers. So if a card was number 3 of 20, number 3 would get it. If it was number 10 of 100, number 10 would get it. So we did it. So it was less than $100 for the buy-in anyways. And then we gave away a couple $100 in freebies. But yeah, point being, I was actually kind of impressed with collegiate NT football, and I have never said those words in my life. So
that is a first.
No Mac Jones. That was a bummer, but nice Trevors, some nice Kyler patches. It'll do a few bucks. Yeah, I was actually pretty impressed. So
I think that leaves us picks from phone before we get to, actually, no. We were going to talk. I've got like a few things for Street Facts, homie.
You're doing it.
You had sent me this earlier in the week just to make sure we talk about the Upper Deck cancellation and pushback of product.
Real quick, I actually heard, so I was in a clubhouse room with two guys who either work now or have worked. They basically just chalked it up to materials hard to find right now. The packing and manufacturers are backed up, period.
I find that so interesting. What, like when they say material, I mean, it's not like there's a shortage.
Well, I mean, you think of all the ships, you know, sitting offshore right now, all the barges that are tied up. I think that's starting to come into play.
Maybe.
And just the fact the demand's up so much, and there's not a ton of card manufacturers in the world and packers that are making those things. So,
yeah,
I at least to them, they kind of were like, yeah, there's really no conspiracy. That's kind of where we're at. So I thought that was interesting.
To clarify, what they have said is the 2020 and 2021 Upper Deck Ice NHL has been canceled. 2021, 2022 Trilogy NHL has been canceled. And then the 2021-2022 Upper Deck NHL Series 1 Hobby will release in December, with retail versions likely to follow after the holidays. So,
boom.
There is your Upper Deck update. Two other things, real small. Well, one's real big if you consider the amount of money we're talking about. Fanatics, again in the news, man, they keep coming up. NFT company worth $1.5 billion. Yes, candy is who we're talking about. Candy. I got hunters in Atlanta. I'm so sorry about any of that.
But what does that mean, though?
No, that's, don't explain. I don't know. I honestly
save it for
know.
The show.
Where am I?
Oh,
Candy just took in another $100 million in Series A investing, and that included Peyton Manning getting in on the boat.
The sheriff, sure.
They Candy is basically going to have access to MLB's entire digital catalog. So here's the question too. Someone, didn't you, you may have sent me something that said that they were going to start putting out these NFTs soon, but I thought Topps still had the digital catalog for NFTs.
I do not have an answer for that. When you said that, I was my thinking, and I'll be honest, I'm just not updated on the Topps side of it yet.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. But bottom line is they will have basically full access to really rare collectible NFTs, is what they're calling them, like with Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson. So there could be some cool stuff coming out if you're into that.
I am slightly lightning in my hatred of NFTs. So I actually got a call from our agent too right before, when we hit record. I think we'll have to talk to him, but I think next Monday we're going to have somebody on from Fanatics, from the NFT, or from Candy maybe, to kind of talk about this release on Monday. Talk about it on Monday for the Tuesday release. And then we can promote our product that's coming up. What? There's your tease. Don't ask any questions. Anything else? Are you good on that?
Yeah, there was one other thing, but I don't even think it's worth it. eBay raising some prices on collectible sellers, but I think for the most part, it's like really low. It's not really worth it. All right, I'm done.
I mean, honestly, we covered the majority of my picks from phones. Here's the only thing I did think was funny. I've gotten a couple of questions. We got some mailbag about this too, about this new upcoming documentary. I see the National Sports Card Convention is pumping this on their socials as well. Behind the card, there's six guys involved. Did you see this at all?
No, I haven't heard of it.
So there's three pictures on the top row. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know who two of the guys are. The guy in the middle is Steve Aoki, who's a famous DJ. Everywhere.
Yeah.
From all accounts, I actually have some buddies who hung with him at some after parties at Nationals, said he was like the most down-to-earth, nice guy. I don't doubt that. I don't know what advice he has for like behind the card. I'm very curious, like what does he have to offer? Maybe I'm missing the point. I don't know. Steve, come on the show and talk about it. The two guys on either side of him, I'm just ignorant. I don't know who those guys are. On the bottom row, though, you got Jeff from SCI. You got Rob Goh, who guy who bought the mantle. And you got Vegas Dave, who's the biggest vomit in the sports card world. Some might argue in the world. I'm just like, what are these six guys supposed to offer the card? I don't know. Even Rob. Rob was super nice, came on the show early. He's a millionaire who buys $5 million cards. I just am like, what is the appeal? I do kind of question some of these things. And I see this all over social media now. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, what is this? Who's watching this? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I just, why?
I think if it's any indication from what we hear from most of the guys, if it has anything to do with Vegas Dave, I don't know. I have never heard a single person be like, leave Vegas Dave alone. He's really good.
Anybody who starts with, I made all my money, I was so good at gambling, Vegas banned me. First of all, the guy is literally just full of crap. I mean, he sold the Mike Trout Superfractor. Fantastic. It was a great move. I've said before, though, I'm not a financial genius because I held a bunch of cards until I could sell them for 20x. I don't think anybody is. So
no.
And I just find him to be atrocious. So, but that whole lineup, I was just like, what are we doing here? Like I said, I got to find out who the other two guys are. I can't say anything good or bad about them. But I just in general, I was like, yeah, I'm good. I don't know. That's why, by the way, if you ask mailbag questions or you DM'd us about it, we're not involved at all. Nobody reached out to us, which is perfectly fine. If they did with this cast, I wouldn't want anything to do with it anyways for the most part. So, yeah, we're
anybody good. Else reach out about any other kind of documentaries or anything?
Don't worry about that. It's very, that's an actual production that's happening. So when I can talk about that, I certainly will. Number two of the show.
Oh, okay.
That's for my picks from phones. I think we kind of talked about everything else.
Can we talk about one other thing that's not on the sheet?
Love to.
So the drugs that you gave, I shouldn't say that because that's a joke, but people don't realize that.
Easy, sweetheart.
So the vitamin, supplement. Does it make your mouth like water incredibly, like just, it feels like it wants to pour out of my mouth.
Are you drinking enough water?
I don't know. Should I be drinking? Did you say drink a lot of water?
You should be drinking a half an ounce for every pound you weigh. I weigh 200 pounds. I'm supposed to be drinking 100 ounces a day. You weigh a little bit more than that.
Are you kidding me?
So that mason jar you just shoved up to your beautiful mouth is probably, I don't know how big it is, 25 to 30 ounces. You should be drinking, how much is it?
Like 24?
You should be drinking, I'm just like saying you should be drinking.
Eight of those?
Correct. Yes, I wasn't, yeah. We've talked about it. I don't know. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. But yeah, you should. So like to give you an idea, you should be drinking 8 of those a day.
Here's the thing. It's doable. But now I'm like really concerned because yesterday I didn't do that for sure. Uh-huh. And today I'm about to get on a flight and I'm definitely not about to go pee. Because I mean, granted, no one wants me to walk past them on a flight anyway. But man, that's okay. All right. Now I know this. It still doesn't explain why my mouth won't stop watering. I keep having to like
talking.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think you're thirsty.
God, I'm losing so much weight. Water, tongue, water weight is what it is.
Not just water from what I heard yesterday, but that's fine.
Okay, we don't. Hey, what's up, mailbag?
Okay,
we got a mailbag segment. We got 10 minutes,
hit it.
All right.
Short show today. Sorry, folks. Jesse's traveling. We're keeping it a little shorter.
I apologize, but I thank you all for understanding. Judson Bowie, with the recent NIL deal, NIL is?
Name, image, likeness.
Thank you.
So for the call, I think that's what it stands for. It's basically so college kids can get paid now for their likeness.
Yes. Okay. That's what I knew he was alluding to, but I couldn't figure out what that acronym was. All right.
I think that's what it is.
Any company mentioned doing college sets before players are drafted? If so, could those cards be treated as prospect cards similar to Bowman for baseball?
I think I haven't heard anything specific, but I think we're going to see that. And I think it could be interesting. Like if you had a sophomore card of Trevor Lawrence a year before he's actually drafted, does that maybe get treated as a prospect? Possibly. I have not heard of anything concrete, but I think my one caution would be we're going to see 100 companies come out with crap products like this. If you're going to get into it, kind of like the NFT game, I think there's a bunch of crap out there. I think there are some good stuff in the space, though. I would just be very selective. You know, what company's making it? What brand do I want to get behind if you're going to buy into those when they inevitably hit the market? Next.
Brian Alecki, I have been picking up 2000s PSA 9 Bradys for like $50. Yep. Example, 2006 SP PSA 9. Are these good long-term investments with current grading fees? I'd like to think they'd have to be.
Yeah, I think anything like that, which is somewhat vintage for Brady stuff, I wouldn't want to be buying like 2019 stuff like that. But if you're going 2006 and older, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because most people are not going to grade those because of the cost of grading. He's right about that. Or haven't yet. Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty safe investment because it's Brady. And I think there's probably some pretty good upside, especially if you're going for a little bit longer term, year, 2 years down the road. Yep, I like it, Brian.
Okay. Let's see. Gabe Turner. Knicks looked like they have a few guys that could take a leap this year.
Get over yourself, Gabe. They beat my Celtics. Yep.
Do you think the crowded bench and young talent will make it hard for anyone on that team to break out in the card market?
Actually, this is an interesting point. This was my thought with RJ Barrett last night. He played well. But as much as I like RJ Barrett, and he has a pretty strong market, I don't know what he's going to do on that team to bump his market much more. It's not a knock on him. I think he's good. But I think they do spread the ball so much. Randall is still usually the number one option. Derrick Rose plays well. Obi Toppin played great last night. But yeah, like Obi Toppin and RJ are kind of the two guys that I'm kind of like, with as deep as they are, like you mentioned, who breaks out enough to have significant hobby value? If I'm buying any of those guys, it would actually be Obi. I think you can do okay with his stuff because it's so cheap. But that is a fear in the hobby side of things, but it's a plus if you're actually a Knicks fan because, yeah, I think they're going to be a strong team.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Next up, we've got Matt Scones? Scones?
Yep. Nailed
Scones.
It.
In the long term,
I like Scones.
What non-QB positions will see the highest increase in value with football cards?
Pretty simple. I think wide receivers and running backs.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we're seeing right now, right?
Yep.
I mean, Derrick Henry's killing it. Tighten up. By the way, guys, I'm going to be back Sunday morning. If anybody happens to have like a great deal on some Tennessee Titans, Kansas City tickets, you know,
you want to go to the game?
Oh, I would go.
They're playing KC this week. It's in Tennessee, obviously.
Game. Yeah. So
I can actually make some. I have a couple buddies I could text and see. I didn't know you were trying to get to the game.
Well, Sam's like a big fan of the Mahomes team. When I say a big fan, like, you know, like I'm a big fan, like sports boy, essentially.
Sure. Sports girl.
Sports. It's a match made in heaven.
G-Y-R-L to match your B-O-I.
That's good. I like that. Ruben Mitchell. Okay, so I put this question in, even though I answered it last week or the week before, but I'll be more specific. So questions for sports boy. Are you buying Marvel cards? And if so, which ones? So I talked about buying one specific to new movies coming out, things that could actually see a pop from new characters being established. That being said, X-Men specifically, we know they will be making an appearance at some point. We just don't know when and which characters. So if you've got some X-Men cards, that would be something to look at. Fantastic Four, we know that they're going to be making that film. Doctor Doom in particular, you think about, you know, how Thanos was like, his cards are going for insane amounts of money because he was the villain of that, you know, Avengers trilogy. Well, Dr. Doom could be the new villain that some are saying. So if you think that's the case, go after that. Moon Knight, that's going to be a series, but it's still a character that many people don't follow very much. Spider-Man is always a hot character, but it's just hard to get his stuff cheaper. And lastly, Kang the Conqueror, maybe. You guys probably saw him as the bad guy in the Loki series. He's going to continue to be a bad guy. I don't know if he's going to be a bad guy in the main Marvel cinematic universe as far as the movies go, but another one that I would consider looking after.
I had never heard of this character. Is Black Adam a Marvel character?
No, he is a DC character.
DC, okay.
Yes.
Is The Rock playing him?
He is, yeah. So
I'll be honest with you, I would buy some Black Adam cards then. The Rock has a crazy following.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Thank you. They call me Marvel Boy. So
I think that after the trailer came out last week, I'm guessing that some people probably have jumped on that bandwagon as well. But I don't know. Shazam and Black Adam, none of those characters have resonated with me personally, but that doesn't mean there's not value there.
I also had never heard of him before. So I'm kind of like, oh, maybe he doesn't have as big of a following. But if The Rock plays him, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good idea for sure.
All right. Let's hit a few more and let you get out of here early.
Okay. Vaughn Bailey. How dead is base? I feel like I sell 30 base to every auto. $30 to $125 range. Can't imagine PSA doubled real estate and hired hundreds just to ultimately grade three cards per case. Base has definitely slowed, but PSA players and set registries are still pretty strong.
Yeah, it's so the raw base market is still very strong. Pre-established base already is strong. The reason base right now is struggling is because you can't grade it cheap, so it's tough. So if PSA came out and said they're going to grade way cheaper, sure, it would help. SGC picking up as much market steam as they have, that has helped. But that's kind of the reason. Like, people got scared because of how much it jumped with the high populations. So not dead. Some of it's still alive and well, and I think it has some staying power, but just not at the peaks we saw.
Michael Cudmore wants to know, found a bunch of early 90s junk era NBA complete sets. So 91, 92 Fleer. Hey, that's what I got.
Okay.
Skybox. Do these have more value as sets, or should I pull singles out for higher return?
Yeah, pull the singles of a couple guys, especially if there's like early Jordans, any decent rookies. If they look good, I would grade them. But in general, the sets are not doing a whole lot.
Now, if anybody's trying to complete a 91 Fleer set, I can tell you.
Need a Phil Jackson?
I got a Phil Jackson and a whole lot of other no-name guys. Ricky Tippett. I like that name. It rolls off the tongue. Having recently seen other non-traditional sports grow in popularity in the hobby, such as F1 and UFC, are there other sports you think might do the same? I started to think about this. It's kind of hard to think of what other sport there is that hasn't already seen some kind of increase, like tennis, for instance. Like,
those are the two to me alternative type collectible sports that have taken, but they've already taken the huge jump. So I don't see anything else going. Like, I don't see NASCAR doing it or anything else like that. Soccer's already strong.
NASCAR does have a ton of cards, though. I remember growing up, yeah, my buddy's dad had a lot.
The market's just not great on them. It's okay on new stuff, but nothing on the horizon that I'm like, yeah, I think that has a shot. I'm sure something will come out of nowhere and do it, but nothing that I can see right now.
We need a new sport.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You've been no fun today. That's okay. You're all business.
I'm all business. Get him on the plane, baby.
Steven Dunbar. First couple days of the NBA. Is there anyone you were eyeing for early performance? We already kind of answered that. So yep.
Listen to the show, Steven, or you're not getting your question answered.
if you just turned in for the mailbag segment, you have to rewind and listen to the first part. That's your punishment.
Boom.
Michael Newcomer. The 75th anniversary, that's another NBA question about the
And we'll hit that next too. Week for sure. Once the full list is released and like the rank gets more clarification on the rankings, maybe talk to Bill. We will have much more on the show about that list.
All right. Adam Agata, how will the supply chain issues impact the hobby? On the one hand, we already saw Upper Deck cancel some hockey products. On the other, we've seen slower mail. Is this something to be largely concerned about hobby-wise in the near future?
No, because I think it's going to affect everybody's fairly equally. So I think in general, it'll just kind of be the new status quo and no big negative effect. Nope.
I would say, too, if you are concerned about it, I mean, the NFT, the fractional, like all those, the things that we talk about with collectible being fractional, star stock, the cards are already there and available for fast, you know, trades back and forth.
Yep.
And NFT stuff, you know.
See, there's other avenues. Too. There are things I don't love, but like even me, I've started to dabble a little bit in the NFT world because I'm like, this is obviously staying. You just got to be selective with it. The star stock thing, I've started messing around. You and I have because, even fractional a little bit because, yeah, I'm not ever going to be heavy in those things, but I think they're here to stay and I think they're valuable and viable other assets. So it's like, you don't have to like everything you invest in. If you think you can do well and it's a good market, stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give it a shot at least. You don't have to be, like I said, don't go crazy.
Guys, just give it a shot.
One more?
Josh. We're going to do one more. Let me do this one because I actually Googled how to pronounce this guy's name. Okay. And I want to at least have a chance at it. Bin, I assume it's spelled, it's B-I-N-H. It's a Vietnamese last name, but I believe it's pronounced either Win or Nguyen. So Bin, I did my best.
Nguyen.
Are PSA 10 select die cuts more valuable than regular select PSA 10s, or is it personal preference?
A lot of personal preference, and it depends on the actual card. Is the die cut numbered? Then yeah, it's going to be worth more than a non-numbered. But in general, I think it's a preference thing. Some guys really like die cuts, same way some guys really like booklets. So yeah, not a general rule.
I know this answer. Can you, for everybody else, what's a die cut again? Can you explain
that? Instead of just literally a square rectangular shaped card, Sometimes they'll do designs where like a couple of the corners are rounded, or the whole card may be rounded, or there's zigzags cut into the design. So it's really just a design feature of a card.
Okay.
Yep. All right. That's it, guys. A little bit of a shorter show, less banter. I apologize. I was very serious. I was very dedicated. I always go overtime. And I told Jesse we would be done at 10:55. It's 10:54. Don't say another word.
30 seconds to go.
Don't say another word. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, sponsored, brought to you, whatever, by Spotify. We love them. Make sure you check out our socials, sports cards, nonsense, everywhere you want to go. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter on our website, sportscardsnonsense.com. We will post on our socials too. I'm going to try to reach out a little bit more to the candy guy, talk some NFT on Monday. And yeah, we'll be back next week with a couple shows that will both be longer than this one. Jesse, take us out.
And to touch on just a couple things, we just opened up a new Discord. Please go follow Sports Cards Nonsense on Discord. And lastly, on the newsletter, we actually have some really cool investment-esque trading advice when it comes to PSA, SGC. A little different take than what we had last week. Please check it out.
Sports All right. Boy out.
Bye. Goodbye.